What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Another good one for you today. Have some sound I want to play from last night's win over the Portland Trailblazers. Wasn't able to get to it on yesterday's podcast, so I'm going to throw to some of it here today on going to five straight finals on the championship pedigree, the heart of a champion. You're going to hear from Draymond, Steph, Clay. I also want to talk about some of the two-way players and some nice things that the Warriors are doing for them. Jacob Evans, I also want to talk about. Got a lot of things to get to, even though the Dubs aren't playing for nine more days. Still got plenty to talk about. It's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. And if you are looking for Locked On Warriors, you can get us on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, just about everywhere you can get podcasts from. But definitely check out the new podcasting app, Himalaya, because they've got brand new personally curated playlists and new features coming out almost every single day. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play Locked On Warriors. Specifically Locked On Warriors. Today's show is brought to you in part by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com, be there, do that, get rewarded. I told you guys the other day that I literally booked a hotel last second for a wedding I went to two weekends ago in Calistoga. It was a busy weekend there. Was still able to get it done. Got a dope king-size room. Go check out Hotels.com. They got you covered on everything. I got you covered on some Dubs, sound. Wasn't able to get to it yesterday. If it was up to me, it would have been a two-hour podcast with every single soundbite I could find. It's incredible that the Warriors not only swept the entire situation that they were in. I mean, I could do a two-hour podcast on the season that Jordan Bell's had, on the journey of Alphonso McKinney, on the lifelong journey of Quinn Cook to get to where he is. You know, just about everything with this team. Andrew Bogut finding his way back. Kevon Looney being basically looked at as a bust, declining his fourth-year option to him being the best center they have on the team right now. But I can't do all that. Maybe we'll get to some of that during the summer. But right now I want to get to just some of the main things to come out of last night, which bottom line, Warriors are going to their fifth straight NBA Finals. Hasn't been done in over 50 years since the Celtics, since there were, what, I think like nine teams in the league? I don't know, kind of a different time. Might be a little harder now, but whatever. Doesn't matter. It's been over 50 years. Here's Steve Kerr on the monumental accomplishment of making it to five straight finals.
I hope it doesn't go unnoticed or underrated. You know, five straight finals hasn't been done since the 60s, since Bill Russell's Celtics. Hasn't been done for a reason. It's really, really difficult. And So I just can't say enough about the competitive desire of the group of players that we have here and the culture that they've built together. You know, playing together regardless of injury. You know, we've had, you know, being without Kevin these last five games has put us in a really tough spot, and our guys stepped up in a big way. You know, a couple of years back we were without Steph for over a two-year period. I think he missed like 12 playoff games, and we won nine of them. So the group has a fiber to them where when guys go down, they find a way to come together and compete and win. Starts defensively. If you can defend at a high level in the playoffs, you always have a chance. But I just think the experience of winning titles helps you in these moments, and it helps you continue to move forward and come away with victories like tonight. A
couple of things Steve said in there is just that he hopes it doesn't get lost in the shuffle what they're doing. Similar to LeBron going to eight straight finals, regardless of all his other accolades, hopefully that's something that doesn't get lost. Same thing with these Warriors teams. Hopefully that doesn't get lost in the wins and all the you know, media drama, et cetera, that this team went to five straight finals and how hard it is. One of the things he brought up is competitive desire. And it's not just the players on the floor. It goes with coaching, players, ownership, front office. I'm going to talk about ownership probably over the next couple of days. I might do a whole podcast on the owners because it, Danny LaRue says it, it's a competitive advantage. Ownership is the biggest competitive advantage in the NBA. And Joe Legge and Peter Guber deserve a ton of credit. And then obviously with Steve, it always comes back to defense. Defense. Always comes back to defense. And you can see it with the players on this team and who they draft. They always will pick defense over any sort of offensive skill. They hope they have the offense, but it really comes down to defense. Draymond was asked about the same thing. Five straight finals. Here's what Dre had to say.
I don't even know what to say about it. You know, this is what you play for. This is our goal every year, and to get here five straight times is special. And saying that, we know we still have more work to do. You know, the goal is never just to get to the finals. The goal is to go win the finals. You know, with these 9 days off, we definitely want to get our guys healthy. You know, we need to get Andre back healthy, DeMarcus and Kevin. We need those guys going into the finals. And, you know, that's our hope, that we can get all three of those guys back moving forward. But in saying that, we've had guys step up all along, I mean, you know, this entire time. And, you know, we're going to look forward to those guys continuing to step up no matter what happens with the injuries that we have. But, you know, we're trying to go win this thing. It's never the goal just to get there.
So there's Draymond on making it to five straight finals. I mean, first off, he was speechless, doesn't know what to say. It's incredible as it is, and we should all expect. I mean, it's how do you verbalize something like this? But at the same time, very classic player, very classic Draymond. It's great, but we want to win. Making it is not the goal. Winning it is the goal. And that's kind of some of the themes you heard from everyone, which it should be. I mean, look, making the finals is not the goal at all. Beating Houston wasn't the goal. Winning another championship is the goal. And that was from Draymond. That was from just about everyone, including Steph. Here's what Steph had to say when asked about the accomplishment of five straight NBA Finals appearances.
I understand, one, how hard it is to win a playoff game versus, let alone a series, and sustain this level of success. I mean, honestly, even after 2016 and having that, you know, terrible feeling in our gut walking off the floor, being able to bounce back and just have that resiliency. And I think the way that we play, we don't take anything for granted. Every single night, especially when you get to the playoffs, there's a hunger about us. And whether we win or lose, you know, we take pride in how we play. And, you know, five straight finals and the historic nature of what that is, kind of crazy to think about. We want to enjoy it. We know four more wins defines your season, winning a championship, so got to stay locked in.
Steph, he did go a little further. He did talk about just the resiliency of this team and taking nothing for granted and just the competitiveness of all these guys. But he was similar to Draymond. The goal is to win. You know, we can reflect on it after we win the ring. We'll come back and we'll do a whole story on it after we get that title. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk about something that has been talked about over the last couple weeks and kind of the championship pedigree of this team and the heart of a champion, and try and kind of wrap our minds around what that actually means. But first, I want to let you know that today's show is brought to you by Untuck It. Dads come in all kinds of shapes and sizes, and so should their shirts. Tall, short, slim, relaxed, whatever you want. Ever wonder why your father's button-ups look so long and baggy at the end of the day? It can be hard for guys to pull off a casual, untucked look that isn't sloppy. That's where Untuck It comes in. Untuck It is the solution that fits just right. Their shirts are specifically designed to look great, untucked, and feel comfortable at work or on the weekend. No tucking or tailoring required. Go to untuckit.com, promo code NBA to get 20% off. You guys, I swear by these shirts. I'm not a guy who likes to tuck in my shirt, and I think the untucked look is good, but it's not what normal dress shirts are made for. Untuck It is exactly what these are made for, and with 20% off, you're not going to find a better deal anywhere. Go to untuckit.com, promo code NBA to get 20% off. What up, everybody? Welcome back into Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. And remember to get this show every day. Subscribe to Locked On Warriors on the new Himalaya podcast app. In an ever-expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya with their personally curated playlists and new features every day. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On Warriors. Coming back, wanted to talk about the championship pedigree, heart of a champion, all those kind of cliches, but there's something to it when these guys go 5.5 games or 5.25 games without Kevin Durant and are able to turn it on and then lose Andre Iguodala. They were without 3 of their top 6 players and were still able to not only beat the Rockets, but sweep the Portland Trail Blazers. Steve Kerr was asked about it. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think the championship pedigree, what that means is not panicking in big situations and trusting your teammates, trusting what you're doing out there. I almost called a timeout halfway through that possession because it looked like nothing was happening. And, Draymond just did what Draymond does. You know, he hits big shots. This is a guy who hit 5 threes in game 7 of the finals a few years ago. When nobody else could make a shot, you know, he made 5 threes. He's not even a 3-point shooter. So Draymond is just a big game player. Steph trusted him, and that was obviously the shot of the game.
Kerr mentioning championship pedigree, he said he believes it comes down to no panic and the belief in each other. And that's true. I mean, that's part of it. It also helps when you have guys like Steph, Clay, and Draymond, obviously. But there's just more to it than just having talent. A lot of teams in the NBA have talent. Not a lot of teams could do what the Warriors did against the Blazers or against the Rockets in Game 6 of the semifinals. So I'm still trying to figure it out personally. Clay tried to help a little bit. My man Clay Thompson, he was as insightful as ever. Here's what he had to say.
It's about just playing hard, getting stops on the defensive end. And we got so many great defenders that kind of get overlooked because of our offensive ability and the scoring that we have on this team, but we're a super team for a reason, our quote-unquote super team, just because we got guys who do it all, like Draymond Green, two-way player, Andre Iguodala, myself, Kevin, and we got athletes and guys who just know how to play the game the right way.
So Clay says it's defense, and that's a major part of it. Defense is something that travels. There's obviously more to it than just a mentality, but a big part of it is the mentality of being willing to defend, to get physical, and you're not going to score on me. And if you do, you know what? You're not going to do it next time down. You do it twice, fine. You're not going to do it the next time. Just being able to get it out of your mind when a guy does make a play on you, because it's going to happen, but you better come back and shut him down the next time. And obviously it helps that they have guys like Clay and Andre and Sean and Kevin and all the great defenders that they do have. Draymond, obviously. Steph was asked about it as well. Here's what Steph had to say.
I mean, I think as much as we've been here and nothing's really new at this point, we still don't, like I said, take anything for granted. We understand how hard it is to win at this level, and we don't want it to end. Personally, as long as we can control it. So a night like tonight where you're up 3-0, they go on a crazy run in the second half. A lot of teams would have said, you know what, we'll just get them game 5 and go home and rely on our home crowd. But the trust, using your word, in terms of knowing that everybody was going to play until the horn sounded at the end of the fourth quarter or tonight overtime, allowed us to dig deep and find just a way to win. So you can sit here and talk about every single guy that stepped foot on the floor tonight that came with that mentality. And we walk off the court with some fancy hats and celebrating, a 5th straight finals. And it's a pretty special moment.
The thing that sticks out for me in Steph's response is the fact that, yeah, we could have called it and gone home in game 4 in Portland. They had a 17-point lead, late in the third, with about 2 minutes left in the third. So we could have just said, hey, not our night. Let's go home, deal with the home crowd, and we'll get this win. Instead, they buckled down, took it to overtime, and won. And it's not just the big three or whatever you want to call it, the All-Stars. I mean, it's guys like Alphonso McKinney coming in and playing the entire overtime. And not being afraid, not backing down. I mean, we could talk about Jacob Evans, who got 3.5 minutes of playing time. Not a lot, but he wasn't scared. He knew what he was doing, and he played well in that short stint. Kevon Looney, a guy who the Warriors didn't believe enough in to pick up his fourth-year option, is out there getting monster rebounds and putbacks in the Western Conference Finals. It's so much more than just the big guys on the team and the cliche of championship pedigree. What it really is culture, and it's the culture of the Warriors. You better not come in and be scared. We've seen guys come in and be scared, and you know where they are? They're not with the Warriors anymore. I mean, even just from last year, Omri Caspi and Nick Young. You know, Nick Young had some moments, but he sure wasn't. I'm not going to badmouth Nick Young. Never mind. Love the guy. But if you don't fit the culture, you're gone. And we've seen that. Moving on, there was a couple of things I wanted to get to with the Warriors. And one of those things is, I don't know if you guys have noticed, I certainly have, but two-way players Damian Lee and Marcus Derrickson have been with the team throughout the playoffs. They've been, obviously, they're not eligible to be playing, they're not eligible to be active, but they've been with the team. They're on the sidelines. They were, you know, in the pictures last night for the trophy presentation. They're involved and with the team, and I don't have the answers on this because, you know, first off, I don't really know other teams' two-way players, so I can't really tell if they're there or not. But I wonder if that's normal. Is that something that all teams do? Or once the season's over for a two-way guy, you know, thanks for the season. We're gonna go to the playoffs, and you know, we'll talk to you next season maybe. I think it's a nice move by the team. Again, I don't know if it's something that every team does, because last year, and I can't really go off last year because Chris Boucher was hurt. I don't know if he was around the team. I don't remember him being around. And then Quinn Cook was the other two-way player who they signed at the end of the season to a normal contract, so he was just with the team. He was on the team. So I'm not sure about that. I think it's a nice move by the Warriors. And I also wonder, this is just me, you know, a little devil's advocate looking ahead, what does it mean for the future of those two guys and the relationship with the Warriors? You know, like my affinity for Marcus Derrickson has not been hidden on this podcast. I hope he is a Golden State Warrior next year on the team, maybe even getting playing time. I mean, that jump shot he's got is sweet. It's wet, and I think the Warriors need it. But I don't know what will happen next year. And Damian Lee, another wing who can knock down a jumper. And like I said, talking about the championship pedigree, not being afraid, that guy's not afraid of anything when it comes to basketball. Any moment, put him out there, he's going to take shots. And not bad ones either, from what I've seen at least, okay? It's been a small sample size, but at the very least, he's not taking terrible shots. He's not a gunner like that, but he's not afraid to let him fly, and that's one of the things the Warriors need. So I'll be interested to see with them, you know, if this means anything. And maybe it doesn't mean anything, and they're both on the team regardless. Who knows? But I'm interested for the Warriors in this offseason to see what moves they make on the fringes of the roster. I do think there will be it's hard to say. It's just hard to say with KD up in the air. So we'll have to wait and see. And I don't want to get in. I'm excited about the draft in the offseason, but the season's still going on. Even with a 9-day break, I can't really get into it yet. I'll have to wait till the season's actually over. But right now, I think it's a nice move by the Warriors to have them around, and I hope it does mean good things for their future. Speaking of the future, Jacob Evans got a couple minutes in Game 4. Like I said, they were uneventful, and I mean that as a compliment. He didn't do anything terrible. He actually played solid defense on Dame a couple of times, where Dame was doing this thing where he would pump fake, kind of get up in the air to try and draw a foul, and then have to dish it off because, you know, if he came down, it'd be a travel. Just trying to get Jacob Evans to bite on a pump fake, and Jacob Evans would not do that. He played well. And there was an article out recently by Marcus Thompson just talking about Jacob Evans. And even though he hasn't really contributed this year, that's not abnormal for the 28th pick in the NBA draft. It's actually pretty standard. It's very normal. The problem I had was with the organization being very boisterous and vocal about the fact that they were going to find a contributor at 28. I think they're going to shut their mouth this offseason and not say anything and hope they can find someone to contribute, but not to put that pressure on that player and also not to look dumb when he doesn't contribute, because that was my problem, was the fact that they came out, look, I'm all about organizational arrogance, but that was a little too much. So fans that are calling him a bust, is that's too much, that's over the top, and it's incorrect. He's not a bust. You might call him a disappointment in year one. I don't even think that's the case either, because it's pretty standard to not get much out of the 28th overall pick in the draft. But the Warriors do have a plan for him. They actually think that, well, not think, they're planning on him taking Sean Livingston's role next year. Not knowing what's going to happen with Livingston, I think we all kind of expect him to retire, but anything can happen, we don't know. So Jacob Evans might be playing kind of that backup point guard role. And the only thing I have to say is just, hopefully he can handle it. Hopefully he does great, and there we go. We're good. But the only thing I have to say is just be careful. Just be careful. He hasn't impressed me with his ball handling. I'll say that, and maybe it's something he works on and gets fine at it. But it just reminds me of when Kent Bazemore, they tried to make that move with Kent Bazemore in his second year before they traded him to the Lakers for Steve Blake. They tried to make him a backup point, and it just did not work. But regardless, I think Jacob Evans does contribute next year, and to call him a bust this soon, I think is kind of ridiculous. Going to take one more break, come back. I want to get to the Eastern Conference Finals and what's shaking out there, and wrap this thing up for the day. But first, today's show is brought to you by Grip 6, where their goal is to literally make the best belts that have ever been made. Grip 6 is an easy, thoughtful gift for dads, brothers, husbands, uncles, grandpas, and even moms and wives. Check out their women's collection and podcast hosts. You know, podcast hosts don't mind a gift here or there. They're ultra lightweight with no holes, no flap, and it carries a low profile with the buckle laying flat against the waist, making the belt super comfortable. A Grip 6 is the only belt with no holes, no flap, no bolt. Grip 6 has a special offer for you at grip6.com/LOCKE. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's good? The Toronto Raptors have tied up the Eastern Conference Finals 2-2 after a blowout win last night against the Milwaukee Bucks. And I got to tell you, so I thought this series was going to go 7 when it started. And once the Raptors got down 0-2, your boy was a little nervous. But look, if you make a prediction, you got to stick with it. So I'll stick with 7. And that 7 is looking better than it was before. I still think it goes 7. I think that is the best case scenario for the Warriors. I think the best case scenario is it goes 7 and Toronto wins. But Milwaukee hasn't looked that great either, or at least on the road. And even at times at home. I don't know. They have a ton of role players who have been hit or miss. So I'm not really sure, but I still would feel a little more comfortable playing Toronto overall. But either way, it's going to be a damn good finals. And the Eastern Conference Finals is going at least 6, if not 7, which buys the Warriors almost one week longer rest than whoever they're going to be playing in the NBA Finals. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Locked On Warriors, which, by the way, if you're looking for Locked On Warriors, you can find me on the Himalaya podcasting app. Subscribe, rate, and review on Himalaya. You can also get me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play Locked On Warriors. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.